Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, Not Even Death Can Separate Us from Jesus.
The gospel is the story of the disciples on the road to Emmaus. It's from Luke's gospel. I can understand those two friends of Jesus, so sad about all that had happened. Their faith in Jesus tested, as they had been so impressed by him as to follow him, and yet now he had been put to death and their faith crushed. While they were on their way to Emmaus, however, Jesus walked with them, though they did not recognize him. They had heard a story from the women who claimed they had seen him and that he had risen from the dead. But they found that hard to believe. Maybe they were men. They were, however, enchanted by the conversation with Jesus, who explained things so well to them. He told them that Jesus had to go through his suffering and death, and that in doing this, he fulfilled what was prophesied. Maybe, just maybe, there was truth in all of this, and they had not been deceived, and the women were right. When they got to Emmaus, they were due to say goodbye, but they persuaded Jesus to eat with them. It's been a long day and it's night time. And at that meal, realized they were having a Eucharistic meal. But immediately afterwards, Jesus vanished. And now enthusiastically, full of faith, they returned straight away to Jerusalem, where they could proclaim to everyone, He is risen. It is a beautiful story to tell our children, to share with each other. Maybe it's a better story than the Easter bunnies. But then we can look at this story as though it were our attending Eucharist. During this time of the COVID-19 virus, when we are not able to attend Eucharist, we can imagine ourselves going to Mass and getting to church with our weak faith. Perhaps we didn't even want to go, and it is only habit that persuaded us. After arriving, we start to listen to the story of Jesus and the horrible experiences he suffered. And we had listened to these stories on Good Friday, the tragedy of him being nailed to the cross. Jesus on the cross asking, my God, why have you abandoned me? Or also Jesus praying, do not hold this against them, they do not know what they are doing. And then Jesus bowing his head and dying. He was laid in the tomb by loyal friends who then left him in great sadness. After 3 days, we remember the women going to the tomb and being astonished by the angels saying, "Why look for the living among the dead?" And then those women telling incredulous men what they saw and heard. After this, the congregation take the bread and the wine, break the bread, and say the words, "Take and eat, take and drink," share it amongst them, and then they go home sharing that faith and love, feeling emboldened by Easter faith. It is a wonderful story. And thinking of it at this time reminds us of how the presence of Jesus always revives our faith and hope. With so many around us afraid of getting sick and dying, this is an important time to tell that story, to say to friends and family that Jesus is with us and that his resurrection from the dead will guarantee us eternal life too. St. Paul wrote to the Romans in chapter 8, "Nothing can come and separate me from the love of God made visible in Christ Jesus." That is the message we share. The disciples on the road to Emmaus. Thanks for listening.